The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Robbie Krieger is a guitar player for The Doors. He is ancient. And
How old is he?
I don't know. I'm guessing, Al Jagger's on stage last night, or tonight. I think the Stones tour kicks off tonight.
Robbie's 80. Only 78.
Yeah.
I thought he was probably older than that.
No. Yeah. But Lopez isn't that young either. Lopez is going to be in his 66, 67 and near at this point. I'm not sure.
63.
Krieger's. Okay. All right. Yeah, that Stones start tonight. I believe it's tonight. I love these. Remember the last tour? They just showed Jagger hanging out at places eating.
Yeah.
He was at a taco truck. Yesterday in Houston.
Crazy.
Just eating a taco with his baseball cap on, smiling.
That would be Sunday night in Houston at NRG Stadium.
Well, they released a bunch of different bands opening up for him all over the place,
Yeah, and a few of them are some you want to see.
Yeah, Joe Bonamassa is playing in front of him in Seattle. I saw that from Bonamassa's tweet, and that'd be cool because he's excellent. Some of the stuff I didn't even understand who they were.
Well, there's a band,
but it wasn't Brooks and Dunn, at least.
Lainey Wilson is on there. And she's country.
She's a nice look at, but I don't want to hear.
There's a band that's opening. I think I saw three
get a beer
gigs
and a hot dog
for him.
What was that?
There's a band opening up. I think three shows for him called Ghost Hounds, and.
Once again, I don't care who opens up for him because I'm there to see the Stones.
I don't want to, when we saw the Stones, we had to sit through Brooks and Dunn.
Country music,
and,
right.
And I'm still pissed about that.
We stood in the hallway, right.
Right, let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves
a
drink.
We stood in the hallway.
It ain't cheap to go to see the Stones.
No.
I don't want to hate half the show.
Yeah, it's not half the show.
Okay, whatever. Half the artists I'm going to see.
Lainey, what's her...
Lainey Wilson.
Was she the one in Yellowstone?
Yep, that's her.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, but that Ghost Towns band, I love those guys. We played one or two of their songs here on the radio station. They're awesome.
That tour starts, like you said, Sunday night.
Sunday night.
All right.
And then Jazz Fest and pretty much all through May and early June.
Amazing. They can still draw that kind of crowd with that money, especially because they know it's going to be. And they never said it's our farewell tour, too. They just keep going out,
Yeah, and I really think this is the model that, the Stones model. I think Metallica is doing the same thing. They're never going to go back to it. We're just going to play a few really big-ass shows,
right?
And that's it. We're not going to do 40 arenas in 2 months. It's just not going to happen anymore.
I think the Stones are
the production
country,
they're doing is gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Doing stadiums allows you to, stretch out a little bit with what you want to do for your production.
Yeah, our buddy Jimmy Cassino is the biggest Stones fans I know, him and Colleen, but he is not going to go see him in Philly because he said the price is you got to mortgage your house.
Prohibitive?
It's a kidney?
Yeah, it's prohibitive.
How much? Like $1,000?
I mean, like nosebleeds. Nosebleeds in the thousands.
These bleeds?
Yeah.
This nose?
If I say nosebleeds, we should just end the show. Really?
Well, I mean,
obviously, I'm just tired of talking. My lips are done. I'm out.
I'm seeing here, you can get, now these are all verified.
FanZoneTickets.com for all your ticket needs.
This is all like secondary market stuff.
Well, of course it is, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, and you're in pigeon heaven in the back of the stadium for $122.
So you're watching the screens.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting up there.
Yeah. I mean, for.
Well, give me a side bowl.
Lower bowl, side of the stadium, $500.
Oh, I'd pay that.
Yeah. But would you pay that if you'd seen the Stones 20 times?
I haven't seen them 20 times.
I know, but Jimmy Cassino has. And so I understand at a point where, you know.
Yeah, he's seen it more than that probably, right?
I've seen this band a lot, and that's a lot of money, so, eh.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'd pay that, though. They're in Philly. They're also, when's close to Omaha? I think KC, they're not, right?
No, I think they got, Vegas.
Denver.
Yeah,
Chicago.
Two nights in Chicago at Soldier Field. That's probably, Denver and Chicago.
And they'll probably never play any kind of intimate arena ever.
No. Not an indoor place like we saw them. No. They played in Omaha that year, you know.
I mean, those guys are, late 70s, 80s.
He's 80. Jagger's 80. Yeah. And Richard just turned 80. And Ronnie Wood is like 78 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Those guys aren't going to do 40 shows a year. They're going to do 15 shows, but they're going to be, pack 80,000 people into every venue.
And they don't do back-to-back either.
No, those two nights in Chicago are the 27th and the 30th of June. They're taking two nights off in between. No.
I'm anxious to watch that Bon Jovi documentary that comes out today. It's on Hulu. In fact, I'm going to watch a bunch of that later on.
Whether you want to or not, because Becky's going to be watching.
I love Bon Jovi, especially back in the day. They're going to go warts and all in the 80s and how hard they partied and stuff like that. It's going to be good.
Everybody Did Bon Jovi party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They all party. He wasn't a big cokehead or anything, but he was a boozer, man.
Thank you, good night. The Bon Jovi story premieres today on Hulu.
Skinhound? Was he a big skinhound?
Yes, he was a total skinhound. I told you when, God.
Aren't you wiener cousins with him?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of guys
sure
that are,
that?
Though.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of guys that are, though. Yeah, because there was a hot waitress at this bar that I used to hang out with, a club I should go to all the time and do when I was in radio back east. And they played there in like 84. They're still doing clubs after the first album. And that's how I met him in the band. And they were just, it was a great time. Everybody, the whole time was just cool as hell. But yeah, they all, him and Richie took care of some girl that I know. I know her to this day, yeah.
Well, he's been open about saying
at the same time?
That him and his wife have had an arrangement.
Well,
I mean, it's not. It's
here's
you know.
The thing. When that broke, he married his high school sweetheart in 1989. He graduated from high school in 1980. So, yeah, he had some time where he just messed around. They got back together and got married. You know,
he said he wasn't an angel.
And apparently, that's in his documentary. Yeah. They've been releasing all kinds of little quips about this clips today. Over the past couple of weeks.
It sounds to me like it's not really...
It's a four-part docu-series. Right?
It's not really an open marriage, but it's just like, you know what?
Well, it's not now.
What happens out on the road happens out on the road. Don't bring it home and don't tell me about it. You've
got to rock all those faces.
Exactly. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. Every single
rock
one.
The faces.
A million. There's a million.
He's probably well past that at this
all
point.
All of them.
He rocked a lot of faces. Well, that starts today, so I'm going to check that out later on.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I need something to watch. Manhunt is over.
Oh, it is? Yeah. I actually watched that because that's something serious. I wouldn't mind watching
it. It was only seven episodes. Yeah. It's a quick watch. I liked it.
And don't tell me how it ends.
Nick, you said you started that Shogun on, yes. on FX. I watched all of that. That just ended, too, and that's really good.
I need to pick the spots I watched that because you have to concentrate and read.
I understand that Bert Kreischer made a movie called The Machine.
Yes.
Have you shown?
Just hearing about this, huh?
You got through it yet?
No, I'm about halfway through it. I only got about 20 minutes last night before I nodded off. So I'm an hour in. There's probably, what, 40 minutes left?
Yeah, about that. Oh, yeah. Colleen says she's going to Chicago in June for the Stones.
Oh, nice.
Of course she is.
Compliments of Craig Gass.
Oh, Gass has connections. She's probably got great seats. I mean, she was like right beside him in Vegas, wasn't she, last time?
Yeah, when they played the Raiders Stadium.
With Gass?
They were
Gass
inside some sort of gold rope area where there were other
Gass
rock
and
stars
Porter,
hanging out.
Yeah, right.
Has she kept track of how many times she has seen them?
Colleen, give us a
She knows the number.
Obviously listening in real time right now.
I'm guessing it's north of 20.
I bet you she knows the number.
She has three T-shirts from every show. Does. Like 75 Stones shirts.
Yeah, she loves the Stones, man. And they're still kicking ass. I still remember the old, our old friend Bobby Slayton's stand-up routine from like 1987. And he was joking about who's a huge Stones fan to this day. But his joke was, Keith Richards is 40. What's up with that? That was the joke. Because that was back, when rock stars weren't 40 yet in the 80s. And he goes, he's 40. Right. What's he going to do? What's he doing that?
I think any number of rock stars have said, back when they were young, I don't want to be singing their whatever hit when I'm 40.
Well, it was also a newer art form.
Right.
And I mean, because big band guys played till they were old, so why wouldn't rock and roll?
We didn't think back in the day that there would be 80-year-old rockers in the future, and there are.
Who still sings, I hope I die before I get old?
Yes.
I know. Right.
And they're all old.
Yeah.
Colleen's number is 37.
Wow. Well, she started a long time ago.
Yeah, she saw them when they first crossed the ocean.
Yep. Yeah, she was probably there in 64. Sorry, Colleen.
If I remember right, I think her first concert was Altamont.
Yeah. I don't know. Was that her first concert? Or the first time she saw the Stones?
She told
I
me she stabbed both. The guy that
they
show.
They killed that night.
No, she stabbed the guy.
We're not supposed to say anything about that.
She stabbed the guy. They blamed on the
Colleen
Angels.
Pulls out her switchblades.
It's a Zapruder film, by the way. If you check out that video, you can see Colleen stabbing
that
guy.
Oh, yeah, you get her drunk enough, she'll tell you about the time she shivved the guy at Altamont. Yeah.
Just to watch him die.
It was right behind her. Luckily, the guy from the Hells Angels was kind of right in front of her, so it blocked her out.
He took the fall for her.
Yep.
We had Rachel Ware with us today. She's doing an underwear show tonight, along with some comedy at the Back Line here in Omaha.
Oh, another quick text from Colleen that says, shush, Todd.
Oh, okay.
About what?
About the Altamont thing.
Shivving the guy at Altamont.
And Nick is Fremont tonight, right?
Yes, closed. RD's plays tonight in Fremont. Tomorrow night, Smithland, Iowa, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse. And we're doing a Blazing Mike show that Rachel and Cameron and Zach Peterson on with Gary Curtis tonight, Friday, May 10th at the Funny Bone.
We had a
George Lopez joined us, too. He was fun.
And the Lopez versus Lopez is Tuesdays on NBC, and then it comes to Peacock the following night.
Peacock, Todd. Peacock.
Oh! Ended Friday on a high note, folks. There you go.
See you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. That is what we're going to have. Sorry. I'll do better Monday.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.